Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Hey, Mercer County has the individual Lincoln Trail Conference Girls Golf Champion, and we get a chance to visit with her, Callie Searing. Congratulations. That's the way to go out your senior year. Tell us about last week playing so well at Valley View. I know the wind was blowing the golf ball around, so what about last week for you?
Well, first of all, it actually started raining pretty heavily before the meet, and we were pretty, like, nervous about that, too, and we knew it was going to be windy later, but I just kind of went out there and treated it like every other meet I played. Like, I try not to get into my head about it because that's when I do worse, you know? But I don't, yeah. I kind of just went out there and played.
And you came through and you win the LTC Conference Championship in the COVID year.
Yeah.
So as they can put an asterisk on that. But I think that's the one neat thing about this year is you get a season. You know, I know it's not a true state tournament series where there's a state golf meet. But I think that the uniqueness of it is when you reflect back, you can say, well, we played in the COVID year and I won that conference meet that year. So what about dealing with all that this year and wondering if there's going to even be a season?
Well, at first, we were told that we aren't even getting a season, and that really bummed me out, like, a lot. But, and then we got the news later that, oh, we are having a season, and we aren't getting state, but we're getting sectionals, so we're just gonna kind of treat that like our state, I guess. So at regionals on Wednesday, I'm just going to try to, you know, qualify, and I hope our entire team does. I think we can as a team, but yeah.
And then you throw in the fact, I was talking last week with Mia Hillier about it too, it's the year where they closed down Hawthorne Ridge, so you spent your senior year involved in that. But what about the senior group? I know you kids have played together, you know, all throughout high school, and I think it's a pretty good group that gets along. And I assume, you know, as you wind down over the next 2 weeks, it's going to be a little bittersweet because you spent a lot of good times with that senior core group, right?
Yeah. They're the reason I enjoy golf so much. I don't even know if I'd still be playing if I wasn't with all of them because we have so many great moments just like on bus rides or after meets or when we're going out to eat after any meet or tournament. And I don't know, I just love them.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so you got to play a practice round at Baker Park yesterday at Kewaunee. That's where the regional is. How does Baker Park set up to Callie Searing's game? What'd you think of the course? And do you guys get to play that course that much? I don't think you do you?
That was the first time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what'd you think of it?
The front nine, I did good on the front nine. I got a 43, even though I got an 8 on a par 4. But...
Well, you got the 8 out of the way. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about that this week.
The back nine, I did okay on. I got a 49 there, but... There's a lot of hills on the back nine. I am not looking forward to walking all of those. It's going to be bad, but, I mean, at least I'll get my steps in for the day.
Yeah, all right. And your development in the game of golf, so we were talking a little bit off the air, and I'll paraphrase. I said, did you start playing when you were in high school? And you said, well, no, I played some junior golf, but I was terrible at it in junior golf. So what about your kind of development over the 4 years, I guess, as a high school player. Do you kind of still remember your worst round ever or not?
Well,
So you go from that, but and then you're the LTC champ, and maybe you have a chance to move on to the sectional this year as a team, as you mentioned, or at least an individual.
My worst round probably definitely was in the junior league. I knew nothing. Going into like, well, we played one meet every season, and I was only there for like 2 years, but I was not good. I was not good.
Well, when did you kind of realize you kind of turned the corner, though, and became a better player? Is it just through constant playing, or, I mean, was there a moment you said, I think I can play this game now?
The first time I shot under a 50, I think it was freshman year, but I don't know. I think I was told, like, a couple times, like, your swing looks really good. I'm just like, I mean, okay.
You'll take it, man.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us what you're shooting for here. Wednesday is the regional. So do you have a number in mind?
Well, I got a 92 on the practice round, so I want to do around that, maybe better. But I kind of want to shoot in the 80s, actually.
All right. So you were telling me a little bit off the air, and I asked Mia Hillier this week, what else you guys involved in? And she said, well, I'm involved in the podcasting club. I'm like, what? What do you mean podcasting club? And then I said, what are you involved in? And you said, I'm involved in the podcasting club. And I'm like, well, I want to be in the podcasting club. So, again, tell me about this. That's got to be the cool kid club, the podcasting club. Well, that's what I'd want to be involved in. So what about that? The first episode, you told me off the air about COVID-related stuff as it relates to school kids. But I think it's a neat idea.
So we have interviews there, and we have student talks. I haven't interviewed anyone yet, but I'm in the student talk section, and actually, I joined a little late because, like, I was on the list to get on there, and, like, someone who was on there kind of, like, dropped off, but I was first on the list, and Ruggles just put me on the schedule, and he's just like, okay, you're a part of this now. I'm just like, cool, and I kind of just showed up and did it.
All right, cool, man. All right, well, good luck Wednesday to the Mercer County Golden Eagle Girls Golf Program. They're the LTC champs as a team, and we have the individual LTC champ as well, Callie Searing. Nice going last week, and good luck this week. Hope you guys move on.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.